Jim. Call to order. Everyone rise for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Creeble?
Here.
Mr. Landgraf?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. For anyone out in the public, we do a workshop portion, then we go right into our regular meeting where we vote on what we're going to discuss in the beginning. We do not have any presentations. As far as I know, we do not have any department head reports. We have no capital discussions. We will be voting on minutes from March 25th, regular and executive session. We do not have any ordinances to introduce tonight, nor do we have any public hearings / adoptions of ordinances. We do have a list of resolutions that the commission will vote by consent, and I'll go through each one. The first one is 2020-134, authorizing the hiring of 3 employees as temporary EMTs for the city of Ventnor. We did this last year with COVID, and I think we all thought that it was an added plus to the city of Ventnor and the residents as well as the visitors. Anybody have anything to say about that?
Just one question. Did we have 4 last year?
Last year we had 4. This year we scaled down to 3 because... Okay.
I remember conversations about it going down to 3 because we think we can cover it with just one guy on at a time.
Right. Plus a lot, several of our beach patrol are EMTs and so certified as well. So
great.
I would just add that it was very successful and I think it was a great addition to the beach patrol. Maybe we need to put a little signage up for the ATV so that they have a area that they can stage under the pier. There was a little bit of, if that's the plan, there was a little bit of a conflict about people that like to sit under the pier, and our EMTs kind of should have first dibs on that location so that they can go east or west. I see the smirk on Chief Cahill's was part of those conversations when we had to fight off some beachgoers for public safety's needs first. So.
Yep. Public Works put up signage, Commissioner. We're good to go in our area.
Excellent.
For the pass-through or for?
No, it's for an area up in the hot sand that they could stage under the pier out of the sun. Someone came up to them and told them that was their spot and they had to move.
A couple times. It was
Didn't go over as well as they thought.
It was all summer long. So, but anyway, as long as we stake it out and they can be, we had one guy, we had 2, one going in each direction. But I think in this case, we just have 1. So he's going to need to be centrally located.
Yep. Okay. Is it something where we could possibly just put up a temporary structure for it? Like a tent?
I don't even think it needs a commission.
No, they're under fine.
I didn't know how big of an issue it was. So. Thank you.
Okay, we're good. Moving on, the next resolution is 2021-135. This is adopting the Atlantic County Multi-Jurisdictional Natural Hazard Mitigation Plan second update. I have on my notes after reading the backup to either ask Chief Cahill or Ed Stinson to jump in and give me a brief snapshot of exactly what this is?
This is a countywide and statewide and hopefully funded program where if we come up with a list of things that need to be mitigated to stop flooding, to stop issues that occur because of its location or how it's built, if we come up with a plan and a cost for it and money becomes available, we jump to the top of the list. It's basically attempting to mitigate hazards before another sandy event. Like we did with the generators on buildings and we waterproof certain buildings and raised elevations in homes and such. It's the same type of thing. We're required to do it if we want the funding when it becomes available.
Great. Thank you.
Basically, Ed has a long list that we've discussed that he's going to put the paperwork together to put in for this.
Okay, thank you.
All we got to do is get one to make it well worth our while.
Wonderful. Okay, next resolution is 2021-136. It's authorizing the city of Ventnor to sell one 1987 Ford fire apparatus to the city of Atlantic City, which has been deemed no longer needed for the public use for the amount of $1.
Mayor, that should be pulled.
Yeah, I'm sorry, yes.
That is what?
That should be pulled.
It's being pulled. Okay. Well, no one told me that. So we will pull that off. Next resolution is 2021-137, the submission of an application for the fiscal grant cycle July 1, 2021 through June 30th, 2022. That is a state fiscal year, and that is because it's a state-funded grant, the Municipal Drug and Alcohol Alliance. I know, and what this does is this is for drug and alcohol awareness. I know we were drastically cut this year due to other expenses with COVID, but they still have some money to be able to hopefully do some programs to the public. Okay with that?
Yes.
Okay, next is resolution 2021-138, and that's authorizing a refund of a tax overpayment. I think that's self-explanatory. The next is 2021-139. It's authorizing no parking and suspension of open containers during concerts from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and the time frame is 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. And this involves the 100 block of New Haven, 100 block of Newport and Ski Beach. There will be, from based on what I'm reading, liquor will be can be purchased by the approved vendors. Am I correct?
Correct. That's my understanding. We've contracted with one of our local licensed facilities to kind of have a beer garden there. Is that my understanding?
Right. Good. That's what I was reading. So.
Yep. Yes, that's correct.
And that's why the open container were suspending that.
That's correct.
Okay.
Just for those events, just for those nights.
Gotcha. Okay. Next is resolution 2021-140, and that is authorizing an amendment to our 2021 temporary budget to allow us to spend up to 35%. Originally, at the beginning of the year, we do 25%, and until it's finally approved, we have to up the spending because we're now into April. If Al Stanley's out there, am I correct or am I not correct?
You're totally correct. It's basically just to hold us over until we can adopt our actual budget.
Thank you. Next is 2021-141, and that's authorizing a change order number 2, the final for reconstruction of Hampshire Drive. And it looked like it was only in the amount of $287.60. And I must say that street is absolutely beautiful. De Blasio, they did an excellent job. Anybody have anything to say about that? No? Okay. Next is 2021-142. And this is a contract with Revenue Guard Medical Claims Management, LLC, to provide ambulance billing services for the term of May 1, 2021 to April 30th, 2022. My question for Chief Cahill, Al, I know we've had issues with several companies. This is a new company. Do we have a track record with this company? Is there a track record? Do they have good stats? Are we going to get the money that's due to the city with this company since other companies had failed us far?
We had the company come in for a demonstration with myself, Mike Cahill, and the rest of the fire department. They have they brought their references with them. They have clients. They actually have an actual building. We're an office building with staff. And I feel confident in the company. I can't speak for Mike Hale. From our demonstration, I feel confident that they could do the work that's required.
Are they a New Jersey company?
Correct. They're from Central Jersey, Monmouth County area. That's okay. What they're based out of.
So they have other municipalities?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Can you do me a favor? We will prove it, but can you do me a favor and just do a random of their clients and pick 3 and get some feedback from them?
I certainly can. Sure, I can.
Thank you. Next is resolution. Sorry. Next is resolution 2021-143, and that is approving the rate, charges, and fees for the year of 2021 for our rec program. I did have a question about the sport camp had a slight increase as where other ones didn't, but I understand why now. You know, we have certain staffing in there, and we have to have the staffing there for the amount of children. So I'm okay with that if the commissioners are okay with the new schedule.
Yeah, your question was a good one, Mayor, and it's the only thing we increased really significantly.
Right.
Good answer. Thank you.
Right.
We also have a sibling discount for that.
Yes, I did see that. I saw the sibling discount. It just stuck out, noticing that was increased, but surf, tennis, Hutch, they were not. But
right.
I reached out to Maria today, and I understand why. So we're good. Next is 2021-144, and that's awarding a contract to J&J Power to provide pressure washing services to the exterior of the Ventnor City Library, not to exceed $5,750. We all know that's well needed. I hope that foamy stuff doesn't come right off, but it probably will. Anyway, next is 2021-145, and that is awarding a contract to Shade Environment for asbestos abatement at 101 North Cornwall Avenue boiler room, not to exceed $4,150. And based on the address, I'm assuming that our public works, correct?
It is. That is correct, Mayor. Yes.
Okay. The next is resolution 2021-146, and that's authorizing the mayor to execute an amendment to the communications operator Teamsters Local 921 current collective bargaining agreement. It's to allow a employee to go to step two due to the certifications the employee has. So the wording in the contract wouldn't allow this employee to do that, but we're doing an amendment because the employee deserves it because that person has the certifications needed. Anybody have any questions?
Nope.
Okay, next is 2021-147. That's authorizing seasonal part-time employment for the city of Ventnor for the Department of Public Works. This is for our beach cleanup crew, our recreational aides, and our peer staffing.
That's correct. And Ed, correct me if I'm wrong, we might be adding one more summer, like lawn maintenance guy.
I would say there's going to be additional seasonal help. We have the younger high school students that we typically hire for the beach cleanup. And yes, we would look to have an older 19-year-old to help us with the field and the lawn.
Great.
Good.
Commissioner and Mayor.
New Peter Masters, if you will. We brought back Seamus Manley and Dan Zamelto. Dan's been there a long time. He kind of manages the crew for us. Seamus started last year with us. And then we're bringing on James Arntz and Lou Jean Susan. I'm going to struggle with that last name. Trefziger? Give it a shot. Because we're extending the hours that someone's going to be out there to the evenings, starting on Friday, right. Saturday, and Sunday nights. So we're going to have someone out there till midnight. Maintaining the place, make sure the rules are being followed, and kind of keeping an eye on things. So we needed an extra person. So that's why we have four this year.
Good. We'll be covered. Next, resolution 2021-148. And that's appointing James, I think it's Quinlan, to the Ventnor City School Board.
Yes. Maria, before we get to that, you had something to say?
Yeah. I just wanted to mention to the mayor and commissioners, we're trying to put these on the agenda as they're coming on. So you will have others that come on later in the season that will hopefully get to you before they start.
Great, thank you. Next is 2021-149, and that is we are accepting the retirement of Richard Spivey.
Mayor, if we could go back to our Board of Ed appointment.
Sure.
Jim Quinlan, real quick. You know, we certainly are still sorry for our loss with Joe McDevitt, but we did a pretty extensive interview process. I know I met with four or five candidates, really strong candidates, unbelievably strong candidates this year for this volunteer position. And Jim comes to us as a new resident. Jim is very active in our advisory committee and expressed an interest in jumping on to the school board. He's an attorney by trade, and we certainly welcome him to our community and welcome him to our Board of Ed. I think he will give them some good direction and be an asset to that body.
Great.
Just want to say a couple things. So,
thank you. The next is 2021-150, and that's authorizing Jennifer Zuba to learn and to gain valuable insight and experience as an intern in the city of Ventnor. This is one day a week, no pay, working in the fire department, basically with OEM. Next is 2021-151. That's authorizing support from the local governing body, authorizing the fiscal year 2021 local recreational improvement grant. And after reading the backup, basically this, and if we get this, it allows us to spend money on improving any of our recreation facilities or areas, from playgrounds, which of course we don't need because we spent a pretty penny fixing them, but I'm sure there's other areas that we would we could use fixing up. So anything on that, gentlemen?
Just that we have some opportunity to look for some funding for, you know, we talked about Ventnor West, we've talked about Ski Beach, things along those lines. So it's, you know, anytime we can get grant money, we're going to get our name out there and make the application.
Right. Okay. Next is 2021-152. And this is authorizing the appointment of a deputy city clerk, a deputy registrar. This is filling a vacancy that we had in our clerk office. This is not an additional position. Next is 2021-153, and this is authorizing full-time employment to Amy Stouffer for Ventnor City Finance Department as Assistant Comptroller. I'm going to give a little color on this. Nanette did a wonderful article, but for anybody out there in the public who did not read the article or any of the city employees that have issued to it. So, as a finance person, working for the county for 32 years, it took me probably 20 years to turn a bookkeeping department into a true finance department. There's only one way to do that. You have to have accountants. You need to have people that are of an accounting background, whether it's an formal education or years of experience. I'm not saying you need a college degree. I'm saying you either need that or many years experience. And what I did there over years with my assistants is, as clerical staff left, we brought on accountants. So this year we had two vacancies in the finance department. We advertised for an accountant, a senior accountant, and a principal accountant. We did that because there are three different levels under the civil service guidelines. Based on what we got in applications or people that we would be able to interview and pick and offer a position that is equal to the person's experience. Based on an average salary, two people would have been $50,000 each. Low gaming. Fringe benefit rates are, I did a 62%. It's probably more like 64%. So if you do a 62%, hiring two people would have cost the city $162,000 salary and fringe benefits. Amy Stouffer is the assistant comptroller at the county, 22 years of county government treasurer office experience. She has experience in bonding, investing, revenues, general ledger, closing out the year-end, month-end. The county tried to hold on to her after we offered her the position. With getting Amy, we combined the two positions, and we are hiring her at the salary stated in the backup. By doing that, we save the city $70,000. So anyone who has issued to bring in an employee on at a certain salary, they need to understand it may be that person's first day walking in Ventnor City Hall, but the person has 22 years of county finance, not municipal. That means she deals with 23 municipalities and a much, much huger budget than our little city, our great city. So Nanette wrote a beautiful article. We started our process of enhancing our finance department 2 years ago with the pleasure of bringing on Al Stanley, who has done an absolutely phenomenal job He has also taken an employee in our finance department under his wing, and he is mentoring that individual who is now going to school for certain classes, and she will be another strong finance person. Bringing on Amy, you have three. Finance department is the backbone of any organization. The accountants are the first to be hired for a business, and they're the last to be fired if a business closes. Amy is also certified as a county CFO. So we are getting an asset. It will be wonderful to have her with Al. I also feel for the future, look into the future. I am not going to be here forever. And I want to make sure that our city and our taxpayers are protected. And I want our finance office to be very protected and having one person knowing all, it puts the city in a very vulnerable position. So this is a win-win for us, but not the county. It's a great loss to them. Like I said, they tried to counter offer and keep her, and she is coming to them. So I just thought I'd give a little color on that because people just see name and dollar and they all have so much to say. And now you know. So hiring her, we saved $70,000 and we got a diamond. Anybody else have anything to say on that one?
I think it's a good hire, Mayor.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next is 2021-157, and that's transferring Leonard Tebeck from parking violations to officer to public safety to telecommunication training. It's a very nice gentleman. I like to see that. Next is 2021-155. It's approving a title change for Sue Van Dyne as arts director. Well overdue. Sue does a phenomenal job. She goes above and beyond. She is at any function we have donating her time. She is an arts director, not what her past title was, some coordinator. She is not only her ability is so, she's just amazing what she can do. I mean, one of the greatest things was when she did the mug, one of my Christmas gifts, and said it's a Heights thing with the bridge up. I mean, and then people went crazy when I put it on my Facebook two Christmases ago. But Sue Van Dyne is an incredible human being, a wonderful employee, and to give her this title, I think it's long overdue. Commissioners, anybody have anything to say about that?
No, Sue's a great asset to our community, does a great job with our art program, and you don't see me there because I don't have an artistic bone in my body.
Me neither.
I like looking at what she does over there.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, she's amazing. I'm not artistic either. I just like numbers. Next is 2021-156, and this is authorizing a contract to Park Mobile, a National Purchasing Alliance. I've got a big question mark. I don't know if Al, Marie, if somebody wants to give me a quick snippet. I don't know if the commissioners are in tune. I read it a few times and I was still a little fuzzy on it. So if somebody can give me a little color for this, or Chief Biaggi, I don't know who was involved in all this.
So Jim Pekanowski took the lead on this. And this will allow remote access to parking meters to purchase more time, whether you're sitting on the beach or in a restaurant. Or anywhere in the city, and to identify a spot. And it not only works with the meters, but works with the kiosks.
So you could put money in a meter and be in North Beach and end up being down the south end, and you can automatically put more on your meter.
Fine. Yeah. You're not at the meter physically, but you're paying for it from your location.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Exactly. Okay.
These are in place in Atlantic City and Cape May and all over. And Belmar has actually gone completely electronic and saw an increase in their revenues as well as a decrease in their service for the physical meters. So they gave us a presentation today. It was very impressive, very comprehensive, and very easy to use. You can have it set up on your phone in a matter of minutes and feed the meter, so to speak, electronically very quickly. And it would probably add some spaces to our overall inventory as well without having to add physical meters.
I think I saw this up in Ridgewood in North Jersey last summer. So thank you, Jim, for spearheading it. Okay, the next resolution is 2021-157, and that's authorizing us to close the boat ramp and authorizing no parking at Ski Beach from Friday, June 11th to Monday, June 13th for the Paddle for a Cause event. We okay with that?
Yep.
Okay. The next.
Good to have it back.
Excuse me?
Good to have it back.
Yes, for sure. The next thing we will be voting on.
Hello? I'm sorry. Hi. I'm Andrea Adams Hughes with the Dean Randazzo Cancer Foundation. Good evening. I didn't know if I needed to be on. I know you guys just authorized. Thank you so much. Do you need me to speak about anything we wanted to
not right now? Not right now. Thank you so much, but not right now.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
But you're welcome to stay on, but we're good. Thank you. Then we will have approval of bills and payroll. And now we are at our discussion item part of our agenda. So the first is a revocable license, 106 South Buffalo Avenue. And I assume that Ed Stinson is going to talk to us about this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. We received the application. The applicant went to the planning board, received approval for a small addition to the property. During that process, the planning board engineer, I believe, recognized that on the property existed a landscape wall that encroached into the right-of-way of Buffalo. And the planning board made a condition of their approval that the applicant apply for this license. In his application, the applicant, Mr. Baronato, notes that the wall has existed since prior to his purchase of the property, which is sometime, I believe, around 2005. I went out to the site. The wall does encroach into the right-of-way, however, it does not block the sidewalk, and it is very similar to adjacent neighboring property. So my recommendation is for several reasons. One, because it's been there so long and prior to his ownership, and because it does not block the sidewalk, that commissioners consider it to be a hardship and grant the revocable license.
So your recommendation is to grant it?
That was a long way of saying that. Yes, Mayor.
Okay. No, that's fine. Okay, that's fine.
I would agree with that. I've also looked at the site. It's and we've actually talked with Jimmy Agnesino and Ed and myself about amending our rules on that, where it's a landscape feature like that that would not need such a revocable license. Limit it to a certain elevation, but something like that. And we're working on that to amend ordinances now.
Okay, hold on. Sorry, I need to drink water. The next discussion item is
camera's not working.
Oh, hold on. Okay, the next is riparian issue.
Is that you again, Tim?
Yeah. Jim, do you have the pictures from the last time we did this, the exhibits?
I'm going to have to find it again. I don't have it off the top of my head.
How long will that take? You think you can put it right up there?
It's going to take a couple minutes. I got to remember where I put it. But give me a couple minutes if you want to talk about the next item.
Yep. All right. We'll jump to the next. The next discussion item is dates for outside dining and expanding use of sidewalk area for tables. So my suggestion for outside dining would be May 15th to October 15th. If it's warm enough, that's just out of my head. I think we need to expand use of sidewalks. I know last year we did it because of COVID. We allowed a lot more. But I think just talking to people, I think the restaurants in the city, the whole image of the city changed last year. It brought a whole different look and life to the city. I think a lot of people like to eat outside. I guess they like to sweat. I don't know. I prefer air conditioning, but I think it's not just does not just benefit the owners of the restaurants, but I think it gives the people that live here and the visitors and even people that are coming from one town to another, it gives an opportunity to dine outside. And I think all our restaurants did a nice job with plants and umbrellas and tables and yada, yada, yada. So that's all I have to say on that one.
What specifically are we expanding? Not because you still have to have 36 inches for handicap walkways, correct?
I didn't get into that. I just have written in front of me dates for outside dining and expanding use of sidewalk area for tables. That's all that's written in front of me. I didn't get into the technical piece.
The resolution that we passed last year got very specific on four sites, three of those being on Ventnor Avenue. That became kind of a debacle with the county last year. At the end, it seemed to work its way out. We would have to talk to the county again to make sure we're all on the same page and this would be the expansion into the right-of-way of Ventnor Avenue. Because that section, as we all know, of Ventnor Avenue is a county roadway from Dorset down into Margate. Are we looking to do those very same similar bump outs that we allowed last year where, you know, I think Santucci's did it. I think La Padella did it for a little while, but their plan did not pass muster with the county and had to come down. That's why I think we're talking about this. There's nothing being passed here. This is discussions for tonight, right?
Right.
So it's not the sidewalk, it's the right of way, it's the parking places.
That's what the resolution that was attached to the thing. I think so. When we talk about the sidewalks, you know, for years, resident or business owners or restaurants have been using them sparingly. Last year, they kind of had to, so you saw a lot more use of it. One of the things I talked about at our last, or a couple meetings ago, I'll say, is that we should put in place a temporary license requirement for this, not to hit these guys up for dollars, but to protect the city. We need hold harmless agreements from these restaurants. They're using public right-of-way to have their guests sit at. They should be, you know, providing us with a sketch of that. They should be providing us a hold harmless or insurance agreements that they have insurance on the property and a hold harmless agreement for us. That goes with all sidewalk usage for restaurants or others. If they want to put something out there, they have to come to us to do that. We may not have enough time to do all that for this summer, but it's something that I definitely want to put in place. I think this, what this was put on for was, you know, talks about Monmouth Avenue and then the other three sites on Ventnor Avenue. I haven't reached out to any of the Ventnor Avenue places to see if they wanted to do that again, but I know Red Room does on Monmouth. And I know we've had some concerns raised on that. So that's where I think this discussion was going to go, or is that not my?
No, that's not going now.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
So I guess then this was for, you know, should we do a permit requirement, not an expensive permit, and I don't want to do what Atlantic City does. They charge you $100 a square foot. I want a flat fee, and I want hold harmless and insurance provided to the city to protect us.
I think the home harmless is something that we should have. That even more than a permit. Because I think that becomes a bigger issue.
The permit process is how you get to the home harmless. So I think.
Okay. Gotcha.
Not
that was in place. I thought
we had that last year. We did that last year for anybody that was extending their sidewalk. We made them do a home harmless. We did that.
The home harmless was.
But it's not part of our procedure. If that's what we want to do, I think we just put that together last year to cover ourselves with what was happening.
Agreed.
So that's maybe something we need to visit if we are going to do that. And the other thing is that I don't believe that the county will allow Ventnor Avenue to be used at all in any way this year, from what we were told last year after it was done with Santucci. Right.
Chief, after that conversation that we had, that phone call that we had, I had a better conversation about a month later with one of the attorneys for the county, Anthony Pagano.
Okay.
it was a much more acceptable aspect. They ended up purchasing or giving Santucci's a tax credit for giving them those barricades. They wanted them.
That's nice. So I'm glad to hear there was a happy ending there. I just want to make sure we're following the county rules, because it kind of was blurred last year, the lines, when whether it was county health that was going to report people, and then it ended up falling on the police department all the time. And then we became the chairs are too close police and everything else. So right. I just want to kind of have a clear line drawn so my guys know where they can and can't go and what to do.
I think we reach out to these three restaurants, or maybe I called every one of them last year. I called every restaurant in the city and spoke to the owners, and the ones that wanted to do it were the ones that are on here. I can do that again and see if there's any interest. If there is, then they'll have to go through a process. And I would like to create that, I don't want to call it a permit, but I guess it is a permit process that kind of officially puts it out there. Like, this is what you need to do. And then you have a hold harmless and you have that going for it. So.
Well, we talked about having a reaching out to them with a letter first, you know, to that would include some of the FAQs and whether they would be interested or not. And then I agree. I think a hold harmless and a permit, and then a drawing that would allow us to address each restaurant on a case by case basis.
Yep, right? That's what I'm looking for.
So I think it would also act as sort of a reminder to those restaurants that even if they have to check, they have to follow some basic common sense guidelines.
Yeah, I would really appreciate that this year. Even, you know, the yardstick rule, you know, for passage, the officers, my guys, were put in really awkward positions last year. And I think we just need to maybe rein it in a little bit, let them know ahead of time. I think a fact sheet would be great. What you can and can't do and what we expect of them would be really good. We did it with our ice cream vendors. It worked for them. We haven't had issues with that during the summer. I think it's a smart move to start doing it with our merchants that have restaurants and plan to use the sidewalk.
Maria, could you and Lisa get together on a letter that we can send out to them and say, look, you're going to have to, if you're going to do this, you need, maybe we don't do the permitting this year. Maybe we set it up for future, mm-hmm. But let's at least show us some hold harmless agreement and insurance on those areas.
Okay. Yeah, it only makes sense.
Excuse me. I think you have two things to consider later, and which might be part of the discussion later. And in addition to what we're talking about now with sidewalks and the roadways, you also have to make a decision, I believe, on just outside dining, the period of time.
I think Beth mentioned that from May 15th to...
I think it should be May 15th, October 15th.
I agree with that.
Which is...
We're also at 50% now.
Separate from the road and sidewalk. Yes. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. That would be global throughout the city.
Right.
So there's been people sitting outside at Agnes's for breakfast, and why would we limit... If they're, you know, I know Isabella's on a nice day. People are sitting outside at lunch.
Right.
If they want to sit outside and.
Yeah, I think we're blurring two subjects though.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think, yeah. Okay. I know exactly where you're. Okay. I understand. So I think outside dining is one thing. We do need to figure out, just make sure they know that seating and passage through the right of way, the throughway. And I think that's one thing. And then the rest we can talk about later. I think.
I kind of agree with it. You can't really, it doesn't seem logical to inhibit a business from having outside dining on a good day in a late spring, right?
I think they should be able to do it whenever the weather allows them to do it.
Hello? As long as they're within the safety guidelines.
I don't think anybody's disagreeing. Hello? With what I said. I think we're blurring a couple of things.
Yeah.
This is it. Excuse me. Am I in this meeting?
No, not yet, sir. Hello?
That's Jimmy.
All right.
That's great. Oh, wait.
The only thing I could say is the ordinance we have in place doesn't work. We don't allow tables along the curb. There is a limited space in front of these stores. Either put the walk space where the parking is and let them take up the whole sidewalk. But like the chief said with PD, Hannah G's has been blocking that whole sidewalk for years.
Right.
Either they can or they can't. You just, it's an impossible situation. They don't have room for two deep tables. Our ordinance says they must be up against the building. You can't be on the curb. It doesn't work. Either, to me, it's a beautiful thing. Let them block the whole sidewalk. Remove a parking spot or two where somebody can walk. Put the barriers there where the walk space is in the street, if that's allowed. But to continue, either turn your head or put something in place that's feasible for everybody. But no, everybody's sidewalk is so narrow. Isabella's, I mean, everyone you go to you would have to bob and weave through the tables at the curb and against the building.
Jimmy, that's why we want to put a permit. We're going to amend our ordinance. We're going to put a permit process in place that requires a sketch of where the tables are going to go. That way, when there's a complaint.
But it's not feasible for the restaurants. If we did that, they get half as amount of seating as they are with pushing the limits.
Right.
We're going to give PD a copy of a plan that nobody's going to follow. It doesn't behoove them.
They're going to have to learn to start following some rules. So we're willing to help our businesses. But they're going to let me finish. They're going to have to follow the rules. This is not the Wild West. Last year was an anomaly. We're going to put some rules in place. And if they can't make it work, then they don't put the tables out there. Simple as that.
It is. It really is that. Okay. And this is why we're being proactive by sending them out a letter so they know we're not hiding anything. And I also think that the other difference between this year and last year is that we're at 50% this year, right? We're not.
It doesn't matter. They like the outside. They got used to the outside. Chief Biagi, can you back me up on this?
Absolutely.
I
think we all agree that, and Jimmy, you said it before too, and it's a great idea. If we're going to give them the sidewalk, but then make them responsible to make an area in front of their place with barricades or whatever for the people to walk.
Right.
I mean, at least we've got to do something, because no ordinance or weak ordinance or an ordinance that we're using that has no bite does us no good. So really, it's when we go out there, they're doing something that they're not supposed to be doing because of ordinance already. We can fix it with an ordinance the way we want it to be fixed, set the tone, and get everybody involved in what would be best. So that's really the thing we should do.
All right, will you be okay with that, Chief?
I got to take a step back here, because last summer when we had issues at up in North Beach, we've got an entire block on the ocean side there. I don't want to name restaurants, but everybody knows who I'm talking about. There's four restaurants there. They all had tables outside the entire block, and it was difficult to walk down there. I made a suggestion to let them do that, take away the four parking spaces that were there and make a walkway through there. And I got shut down on that. Now I'm just hearing that same idea come up again.
Well, you're going to see as we do learn and we see, listen, if you asked us in the beginning of the summer, we say one thing. By the end of the summer, we're going to tell you what we observed and find a better way. It's just human nature. So if we don't address it, then we laugh at each other, but we're looking to address it now. We know there's a problem. We know we're going to be busy as hell this summer. We've got to address this because we're not going to be able to please everybody, but we have zero ordinance to support it one way or the other. So now it's really just a handshake and a nod, and let's hope it works out and mediate it if somebody on either side has a problem with it.
Let's do this. Let's come up with a draft ordinance that sets parameters, sets up a permitting process with a plan, and like we talked about, the insurance and the hold harmless stuff. So let's do that rather quickly so we can hopefully pass it in maybe end of May, early June, and get everybody on the same page.
And in the meantime, we just, as long as people are passing by, it's the crowds are not busy, we let the restaurants do their thing, and we deal with it as we've done in the past. A good ordinance would really go a long way. And we've discussed this. We're trying to codify it now and get rid of stuff we don't use anymore and make more progressive ordinances that actually do something and mean something. So I think this is a step in the right direction. And I totally agree with Jimmy.
All right. I kind of like the idea that if they did in that drawing in this new permit had a walkway and they were willing to give up a parking place in front of their establishment, I think it's something we can work around. I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah, but like, let's all remember what Lance said at the beginning. If it's Ventnor Avenue and it's the portion that the county owns,
right,
then they got to go the restaurant.
It won't be easy. Put a barrier there.
Yeah, they have to do what they got to do. That's
why the one size fits all just doesn't do. You got to go piece by piece. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
So I guess we're done with that one. And did Jim? Did you find the sketch?
Yes, I have them.
Okay, so I guess Tim McGuire, you want the sketch up for us to see?
Is this what you're looking for, Tim?
Do you have the other one with the blue highlighting? There you go. All right. Can everyone see that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So when I had my original discussions with Scott Abbott, who represents the property owner, see the little triangular piece there where the letters N 70 degrees, 47 feet, 35 inches east?
Yes.
Yes.
97. That triangular piece is what I thought he wanted to purchase from the city. In subsequent conversations, he indicated that he is going to apply to the state for what's known as a statement of no interest, basically indicating the state owns that land and that if they give him a statement of no interest, that pretty much ends it as far as any type of acquisition. What he wanted to do was purchase the land in the blue, which is waterward of the bulkhead underwater. And my thought, once I heard that, was why don't we just give him permission, our consent to the state for him to put in the new bulkhead and not make any type of sales?
So, Tim, when you say that it's beyond the bulkhead, shown there is vinyl bulkhead, high water line, that's existing or that proposed?
No, I apologize. Okay. So I guess that is actually a port of the street end.
Right.
Of Derby.
Yes.
So
I have, and from our last conversation, I have no issue with whether we 100-year lease to them or whatever with that piece out there. Where I don't want to be given up is actually in the physical improvements. Jim, if you can pan down just a little bit within Derby Avenue.
Right.
I don't want to be giving that to anybody. And that's what Ed asked for the last time, didn't he? He wanted something out where it says 5.25.
He did, but he knows we're not going to do that.
Yeah, there's no way. We need maintenance there. There's stormwater going through there. Not something I'd be interested in.
So
I don't necessarily have an issue of that blue area, an agreement that they can use it, whatever you want to call that document. You know, the same thing we do with right-of-way access, the restricted easement or revocable easement.
Anybody walk down there to see what he's talking about, though?
Like a license, a revocable license. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's more appropriate.
Yeah, that's what I would think we should be doing.
Okay.
Everybody good with that?
Mary, you good with that?
It's a yes.
I'm going back to the beginning when you talked about that triangle piece.
Yeah, can you scroll down or up, Jim?
A little bit, Jim.
You said that you originally thought that Scott wanted to purchase that from us, but he's going to the state. So
right.
I guess stupid question. Who owns it? Is it the state or is it us?
Well, if you see that dashed line, that's the old high water line, I guess. And the state owns everything waterward of that.
Okay.
When I first saw it, I thought we owned that portion, but we don't.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. I got it. Thanks.
Okay.
So we're good.
And no objection to giving him the permission to go ahead and do the bulkhead.
Correct. I'm good with that too.
He would need application. He would need to complete an application that would have the city's consent for that bulkhead, the portion of the bulkhead that is in the right of way extended. But I get from mayor and commissioners, I don't think they would object to it. But I think maybe in the same process we talk about that revocable license, just so we're protected.
Agreed.
And also, yeah. And there's a stipulation that nothing gets built on that as well, right?
Correct.
You're not going to
bulkhead.
It's just bulkhead.
Just bulkhead. Right.
But if it's a revocable license, I think you're covered in that process because they wouldn't be able to get a permit to build anything there. But yes, agreed.
Okay. All right. So we're done with discussion.
Excuse me. Are they going to have CAFRA permit for that? And also they would need a zoning and flood, not that there'd be any cost to it, so we could check the elevation of it, the minimum and maximum on it.
And they'd have to make the proper applications for everything just like they would on any bulkhead.
Jimmy, I have an application of the permit. I'll send that to you. A copy of the permit. I'm sorry. I'll send that to you. But yes, I agree.
All right. Are we done with the discussion items, gentlemen?
Believe so.
Okay. The next part of our meeting is the public portion. This is open to anyone out there in the public. If you'd like to speak on anything that we discussed thus far, because what we discussed is what we will be voting on in our regular portion immediately following the workshop. So, Jim, is there any, do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Jim?
Anybody from the public who wishes to speak on any of the items that have been discussed or to be voted on tonight, please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature and you will be recognized. Once you're recognized, you may turn your camera on while you're speaking.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, can you please state your name and address?
Sure, hi, it's Maria Gadda from the Red Room Cafe.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, how's everyone doing?
Everyone's good.
Good, good. So just have a question about the permits going forward about the walkway and the street. And has anything come up about us getting a tent for Monmouth once again this summer?
Right. That's, you know, Marie, it's specific to just you. So this is not the appropriate time. We can get back to you on that. The permit.
Sure. And if someone wants to give me a call, like Lance had said, he reached out last year and he spoke to us. That would be awesome if he could do that or perfect. Someone.
And I think the discussion that we had with the permits and, right before we opened to the public, like Lance said, that we would, that information will get out to you, to all the restaurants soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great. And
in the meantime, you can get your crayons and paper out and do a drawing for us.
Right. Gotcha.
All right, sweetie.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Maria.
Absolutely.
Anyone else, Jim?
Andrea? You'd like to unmute yourself and turn your camera on, you can speak.
Hi, good evening.
You just remuted yourself, Angie.
Okay. It's not letting me initiate the video, but there I am.
Video's okay. Up.
Can you see me? Hi. I'm Andrea Adams Hughes. I'm the vice president of the Dean Randazzo Cancer Foundation. Thank you very much for granting permission for closing of the ramp at Ski Beach for the dates requested. We were hoping that the city would also allow us permissions. We were granted the waiving of funds with the exception of fees, with the exception of police for the 12th, for that date. And we were hoping 2 years, for last year, which obviously did not happen. And we were hoping that the city would still be able to honor that for us this year, as we are a 501c3 and totally not for profit. So we are asking permission for that.
I think that's coming up on a subsequent agenda. Is that correct, Maria?
Yes.
That'll be, I think that's our next meeting in May, correct?
Yes.
Okay. We had to do this to get the parking and the ski beach part of it closed down. The actual consent approval will be next month.
Okay. So, and there was also, I believe, question. I did speak with Donna this afternoon in regards to request for permit for serving liquor. Lou Friedman from Boca will be providing, will be serving alcohol there with permission and requesting the appropriate permitting through his attorney, Scott Silver. So I confirmed that information today and wanted to communicate that to all of you as well. So the proper permissions.
Andrew, what you have to do is you have to give a little narrative concerning what vendors will be there, where they'll be located, who will be serving the alcohol, and where the alcohol will be served.
Okay.
So when I say vendors, I mean all vendors, not just the alcohol vendor.
That's fine. So for the next meeting, we should do a floor plan and submit where we're having the, you know, beer garden area that'll be fenced off to keep out minors and to make sure everybody is of age and all of those things. It's that what we need.
If you can do that before the next meeting, in other words, get that to the city clerk by next week. Because I'm reviewing the contract and I want to make sure the contract conforms with what is actually going to happen out there.
Okay. Absolutely. Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mayor Commissioner.
You're welcome. We appreciate it. Take care.
Mayor Commissioner, the goal was just to get a little preliminary info to make sure you wanted to go ahead with this, perhaps, without all the details yet. So that's what tonight's goal was, including the sale of alcohol.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything on it yet, or what the. But I'd like to see the application.
That's a little late coming for something like that. I'd like to have seen that earlier to drop that on us from them coming a little late.
The parking.
We'll work with them.
But we'd like to see the full application. If she's still on, that's what special events is.
We got to check the ABC license. There's a lot of things we got to do with this.
Yeah.
Right.
My understanding was, I think they thought the approval last year would suffice for this year. So there were a couple hiccups. So we were trying to get this.
Okay.
At least on your plate a little bit, and then all the details next meeting.
Okay. Sounds good. Jim, is there anybody else out in the public?
One last call. Is there anybody else from the public who wishes to speak on any of the items that are being voted on? Please use Zoom raising hand feature or within the chat feature, and you'll be recognized and allowed to turn your camera on. I do not see anyone else.
Okay, do I have a motion to close public portion?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please. No, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting and open up our regular meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve minutes of March 25th, 2021 regular meeting as well as March 25th, 2021 executive meeting?
Motion to approve minutes from both regular and executive meetings from March 25th, excuse me.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. We do not have any ordinances. We do not have any public hearings or adoptions of ordinances. So the next is resolutions by consent. Do I have a motion to adopt resolutions 2021-134, omitting 136, to 2021-157?
Move to adopt resolutions by consent 2021-134 to 157, omitting 136. Bless you.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, Al, our CFO, can you please give us our bills and payrolls for this period?
Yes, for this period, the bill list is $2,300,167.48. And the payroll for this period is $563,672.14.
Thank you. Commissioner, do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kreeble?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do we have any announcements or safety reports tonight? No?
For me.
Do we have any commissioner comments or reports?
I have a couple updates if I can, Mayor.
Yeah, sure. I'm taking the fifth right now. Go for it.
First, happy Earth Day. That's the background I have on my thing today.
Yeah, I can't figure out how to get a background.
So just a couple updates, and Ed can correct me if I'm wrong on a couple of projects. Kingsley Drive is almost finished. We got about another week, maybe 2 weeks at most. Concrete work, the flat work is done. It's been milled, and I think the base is down, so we'll be finishing that up in the next couple of weeks. Wellington Avenue, Lafayette End, out by past the school, that's been finished for a little while. Dorset Avenue from Wellington to Ski Beach, that work has just started. We're working on the curbs and sidewalk in that, Ed?
At the corner ramps.
Right, handicap ramps, right?
That's correct.
ADA. There was some comments, people reached out, I think, to the mayor with regard to a porta potty that was out at Ski Beach. The contractor under our contracts are required to have that. We felt that was a good spot to put it, better than having it on the road in someone's front yard. So that's why that porta potty.
Commissioner, that was actually relocated onto Dorset Avenue, right?
Okay.
The dumpster.
Down in front of somebody's house.
Well, by the dumpsters by Waterview. So it's not in front of necessarily residential property. It's in front of the dumpsters.
And please, some of the people, some of the time, but not all the people.
Understood.
We have some projects coming up. We'll be bidding out Richards Avenue and Troy Avenue. We need some major gutter replacements on those streets. So those projects will be going forward. In the near future, as well as some gutter projects out in the Heights, 900 North Harvard Avenue and 300 Cambridge, it looks like. We're going to be doing some projects out there. So some other stuff in the works. It has to go to engineering, but we're moving through some projects as the weather breaks and we can do some of this concrete work. So
great.
One other comment, Maria,
I'm here.
On our daily walks with the canine boss of our family. There's a couple meters missing over on Marsden between Cambridge and Cornwall. A couple meters there that are, the heads are missing. I'm not sure.
That's one of the areas where we're going to be placing the new M5 meters.
Okay, good.
So maybe that we're in the process of that change out.
All right, good. All right, that's all I have. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioner Kreeble.
Thank you. Commissioner Kreeble, do you have anything this evening?
Just to stay on parking, I want to thank you both for moving forward with that parking. It will be more modern, more efficient, and probably more easy to use the parking app. Back to the, I have one question for Public Works. There's, I got a call about Suffolk and the beach. There's some debris on the beach. I think it's a staging area for cleanup. The residents on that block called me with some concern. I told them that it was temporary. That
is correct, Commissioner. We put the beach rig out today, the first effort when we get prepared for the summer and for cleaning the beach is we rake to remove the seagrass and any of the larger debris. Our front end loader also has been patrolling the beach every morning, which he does all winter. So for the last 2 weeks, the larger driftwood that has washed up on shore, he has been moving to that location as well. We're working with the ACUA. They're going to bring us a dumpster, and we'll go from that spot with all the debris that we've collected and put it in the dumpster. That probably will happen early next week.
Oh, good. All right. That's fine. They were just concerned because I think there were some kids playing on it, that sort of thing.
Understood.
But in that same area, I just have two other items. The pickleball courts, we talked about. There is going to be the court addition, and I guess that demo, that wall is on the way.
That is correct. I believe the end of next week, the beginning of the following week, that wall will start coming down.
Great. And then my last item is more of a discussion. The banner project that I've been working on with the art department is sold about 20 banners for the first round. They plan on having a second round. I think there'll be more sales after that. But the idea was floated by, and I would like to get your impressions on this, Mayor and Commissioner, that because we have 50 locations and only 20 banners, the suggestion was to add maybe 10 banners that were city related to sort of fill it out so that we made a good impression on the first time around. So they could easily be ordered. Right now, our share of the revenue is around $5,600 of that 20 banners. We could obviously not be charged the rate, but the cost of the banners would probably be about somewhere around $750 to $1,000. And on those sort of city banners, this idea, you could have, we could have our Facebook page, our events page, things like our rec department or our arts department could be listed on those banners. And it would just be a way to fill out. So I'm asking your thoughts and if you think it's a good idea to spend.
I think one of the banners should have my picture on it.
Well, that's a humble idea. I think that's really, yeah.
I want that one in front of my house.
I'm sorry. It came in my head and I just had to say it.
All right.
Look at Lance.
That'll be our first vandalized banner too, I'm telling you. So.
Look at, yeah, you know what? If you get it, you better get like darts too.
We can do a character artist involved in that.
I think it's a good idea.
All right.
Didn't you guys? I got you all to laugh, didn't I?
You got Nanette to actually type ha ha ha.
I know.
So that was the only time she's ever responded in these comments. Hey, I think.
Did Down Beach buy a banner?
The Down Beach.
Nanette.
Oh, Down Beach ought to buy a banner. That's right.
Uh-oh.
All right. So definitely.
She wants the banner with my face on it.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe. I like the idea, Tim. I think
I like that idea, Tim. I was teasing about my face.
I have 100% confidence with the art department to come up with some, if you guys have any other ideas for departments, I think our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our those kinds of things, our website, obviously, and we could scatter some rec department idea, some things like the rec department, like our surf camp on there, our events on there, so that people can have a way to get, so good. I'm glad you like the idea. I think it's a nice way to make a splash. I think that program will grow over time.
Yeah, I like that.
All right.
Good idea.
All right. That's all I got.
Okay. All right.
Tim.
Okay. Next we are at the public comment. This is for anybody in the public. If you'd like to speak on anything at this point, just state your name and your address. And we try to limit it to 3 minutes a person if we have a lot of people. So do I have a motion to open to the public?
Motion open to public.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Jim?
Anybody from the public who wishes to speak on any items, please make yourself known within Zoom by raising your hand or within the chat feature, and you'll be recognized. At that time, you may turn your camera on and be seen. I do not see anyone.
All right, do I have a motion to close public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We do have an executive session this evening. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I know Nanette. Tim, what do you want to tell Nanette?
I don't believe we'll be taking. I don't believe we'll be taking any action.
Okay.
Tonight.
All right. So, do I have a motion to go into an executive session?
So moved, Lisa. You'll
second. Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, Jim, would you please explain to the public? Thank you very much for everybody that came out tonight. Stay safe. Jim, will you explain to them that they will now be shut out of the meeting for the executive session?
Anybody from the public will be put into the waiting room. If you wish to wait until the end of the executive session, well, it's just Nanette and Sue Van Dyne that are left. Actually, it's just Sue Van Dyne. Nanette dropped off as well. So
nobody's left.
Nobody's left. So who will be staying in? Everybody that's on will be staying in the executive session other than Sue Van Dyne.
Stay on.
I texted him. I did text him.
He was on earlier.
Jimmy A. I know. He got off. Let me see if I can call him.
All right. I can probably cover what we're going to talk about on that end.
Unfortunately, Sue does have to log off.
I did. I already put her in the. I put her back into the. Actually, she logged off, and there's one person in the waiting room. Everybody else is staying on.
Lisa, you have to.
Well, let's order something. I'm still in this meeting.
He's hangry.
I am. I am. We were supposed to be first. Now we're last. Okay.
Lisa?
Yes.
You have to read that resolution.
Yeah, yes. The New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act permits the discussion of certain matters within executive session. As an exception to certain provisions of said law, the Ventnor City Board of Commissioners wishes to discuss certain matters which qualify as exceptions to an executive session. No action binding upon the Board of Commissioners will be taken within executive session, and the discussion conducted in closed session will be disclosed to the public when legally permitted and when the public interest will no longer be served by keeping such matters confidential. Matters to be discussed are matters relating to attorney-client privilege, a tactic or technique utilized in protecting the safety and property of the public, and possible ongoing litigation.
That's correct. The protecting the public is concerning whether certain streets could or should be closed, and the ongoing litigation is the tax appeal regarding various sober living houses in the city.
Okay.
I should indicate it is now 6:47. Coming out of executive session, I should indicate for the record, it is 7:21. We spoke of two matters. We will not be taking formal action on either one of those matters. One regarded issues relative to ongoing litigation. It's a tax appeal filed by what we commonly refer to as Hansen House. The second issue was an issue regarding public safety and attorney-client privilege, and there'll be no action taken on either one of those matters. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.